Good evening.
Good evening.
And how are you wonderful people tonight?
Very well.
Good.
Thank you.
I have wonderful news for you. You and the Creator are one in the same. And that's a wonderful statement. And it's also a wonderful truth to realize. Is there an echo?
It's because it's a round room. It's coming back at you.
And that's a wonderful thing to realize, that you are one with this thing that we call the universe, that you are one with this thing that we call God. If we always start with that in mind, we will be able to achieve our desires in life. We must start with that premise. So with that said, I will do a spiritual mind treatment. And when I use the word spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. It's an organized form of prayer. We are taking time out to know what the universe already knows about us. I will do this in the first person, and all those who are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. And this is what I know. I know that I am one with the only power in the universe. And I know that that power is a power for good. That power is not only in me, as me, and through me. It is all around me. And I, with my thinking, can plug into that power. And when I plug into that power and I realize that I am one with that power, I bring into my life my heart's desires. And right here and right now, I bring into my life all the abundance, prosperity, and money. And I let that be so, and so it is. Last week's class was on change. It was on an inner change. We decided last week that if we change our thinking, we can do something with our lives. But then once we change that thinking, we have to take a step of some sort. If I wanted to move from here to the back of the room, I could sit here and pray about doing that. I could sit here and meditate about doing that. But if I did not get up and move to the back of the room, I would remain where I am. And that's what so many of us do. We do affirmations. We do spiritual mind treatment. We tell a story that we're going to do something. And this is going to happen and that is going to happen. But we never take a step in that direction. We must move. Religious science or science of mind has a little saying which says treat, which is pray, and then move your feet. Do something. Move your feet. Today's little handout we're going to go over. This was sent to me by my friend Marilyn, and she said on the thing, this may be redundant, Dallas. But she said, it's exactly what you have been telling me all these years. And then she said, why don't you write a book? This is from a book, which I don't know what book it's from. It was sent to her and she sent it on to me. So let's go through this because it is exactly the way we can change and what we need to know about that. So I will start. What kind of life are you attracting? The law of attraction says that what we direct our emotions to will be pulled into our lives. And we're all familiar with the idea that like attracts like. It always does. What you have in your mind, what you think about yourself, what you think about your money and the situation that you're in, will change or stay the same according to your thinking. That is an immutable law of the universe. Now, way back in the 30s, a couple of guys in the Orient were attempting to prove that thoughts were real things, and that different kinds of thoughts created different kinds of vibrations. We know now that everything is a vibration, that we are energy, and we're always vibrating at a certain level. You've often heard me say, we move in and out of thought atmospheres. Those thought atmospheres are vibrations that we pick up. Many of you can feel that. If you walk into a certain place and it doesn't feel good to you, you are picking up the vibration of that room. You are picking up the vibration that the group left behind or the person left behind. If you don't like what you feel, get out of the room. Get out of the situation. Please learn to feel the vibrations around you. Feel what's going on around you. It will save you a lot of difficulty in life. And by golly, they did. Right through steel walls. An experiment that's been replicated many times since. Scientifically, they realize that it is vibration. Scientists know that this whole universe vibrates, and it vibrates at different frequencies. Every color that you see vibrates at a different vibration. If every color vibrated at the same vibration, you would not see the difference in the color. Everything vibrates. We vibrate. Replicated that many times since. But they also proved something else, perhaps even more important. They found that the more emotion the thinker-sender charged his thoughts with, the clearer the picture turned out to be. And Wesley knows all about that, don't you? Because from a mental equivalent, what did we learn about thought? Yes, a warmth of feeling. You have to put a feeling into your thought, a feeling of anticipation, a feeling of happiness, a feeling of joy, and you manufacture your own feelings. Remember, the whole idea of this teaching is to learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel. Don't sit around and wait to feel something. You have to manufacture the feeling. You are the one that does that. That is the freedom that you have. Many people say that they are unhappy and they're waiting to be happy. Well, they may wait the rest of their lives if they don't do something about that. You are the one that decides if you're happy or not happy. It has nothing to do with the situation that you're in or the circumstances that you're in or anything on the outside of life. It has to do with your thinking. And you can change your thinking at any moment. Therein lies the freedom. That's what gives you the wonderful life that you want to have. You are making that life. These fellows were possibly the first to prove that there is magnetic energy attached to our thought. And that thought is propelled by our emotions. Now that thought is propelled by our emotions. Many people want to know the difference between a feeling and an emotion. You have a feeling, and then you have an emotion. Emotion means feeling in motion. That's what an emotion is. It's your feeling moving, and it becomes an emotion. So learn to feel, and then put that feeling out so that it will come back to you. It'll just bounce right back to you. Remember, we're just looking into a mirror. We're looking into a mirror of our own thinking, into our own minds, always. We're looking into a mirror. What they miss, though, is that because vibrational waves, emotions we send out are magnetically charged, we are literally walking magnets. How many people remember an affirmation, I am a money magnet? Money is attracted to me. You have to be a money magnet. You have to be a magnet for everything that you want. And now that you know that scientifically that is true, start using that. Start seeing that for yourself. Constantly pulling back into our world anything that just happens to be playing on the same frequency or wavelength. The same frequency or wavelength. Now, what's important about that? You know perfectly well that you're not going to get an AM station if you have it tuned to FM. You're not going to do it. So if you're not tuned in to happiness, you're not going to get it. If you remain sad and gloomy and depressed, what do you think you're tuning into? You're tuning into that. So just change the dial. How many times I have used the thing, if you don't like what's going on television, you change the channel. If you don't like what's going on in your thinking and in your life, change the channel. Don't keep looking at it. But people keep looking at what's in front of them, thinking they have to play the whole thing out. You don't have to play anything out. Change the channel. Wavelength. For that just happens to be playing on the same frequency and wavelength. For instance, when we're feeling up, filling with joy and gratitude, our emotions are sending out high frequency vibrations that will magnetize only good stuff back to us. Meaning anything with the same high frequency that matches what we're sending out. Like attracts like. Now we know that. How many times do I tell you the more you love yourself, the more you'll get? The more you send out that vibration of self-love, the more you'll get in life. The more money you'll get in life. People will be attracted to you. Jobs will be attracted to you. So learn to see that and start vibrating in that order. On the other hand, when we're experiencing anything that joy isn't, such as fear, worry, guilt, or even mild concern, those emotions are sending out low frequency vibrations. Since low frequencies are every bit as magnetic as high frequencies, they're going to attract only cruddy stuff back to us. Meaning anything of that same low frequency that will cause us to feel and vibrate as badly as what we're sending out. We may be flesh and blood, but first and foremost, we are energy magnets, which makes us living, breathing magnets. Crazy as that may sound, it's high time we woke up to the fact that we are electromagnetic beings, tripping around with this mind-boggling capacity to magnetize into our lives whatever in the world we desire by controlling the feelings that come from our thoughts. You see, I like that. It's high time. I've been teaching this class here for about 3 years. I've been teaching science of mind and the whole idea of the law of attraction for 30 years. And some people have been in science of mind for 30 years, but science of mind has never been in them. There's a complete difference there, if you notice. You can come to these talks and you can absorb all this, but you have to use it. You have to do something about it. You see, it's high time that you start to believe this, that you start to see this, that you start to use this and make your life better. And that's what you come here for every week, so that you can use this and make your life better and get what you want out of life. But because we exist on this planet in a predominantly low-frequency field of energy born of over 6 billion people who are vibrating more feelings of stress and fearfulness than joy, we involuntarily take in those vibrations and react to them. What do you think that is, these low frequencies? Race mind, and it's everywhere around us, and it's a very insidious thing, and we have to watch what we're doing and seeing. I was telling Reva the other day that on Sunset and Kawanga, there is a sign for a car which says, "Making people jealous is only half the fun." Making people jealous is only half the fun. So please drive a Mercury. Well, I won't even look at a Mercury car anymore. That's pure race mind. It's telling you that you make people jealous and that that is fun to do. That is not fun to do. That is not what you're here for. You're here to build people up. You're here to lift people. You're here to love people. You're not here to make people jealous. But that's complete race mind, and it is everywhere out there. So when you see those things, deny them right away in your own mind. Say, that's a bunch of hooey. I'm not going to believe that. And then start believing what you want to believe. That this is a wonderful, wonderful world. That you have the power to make your life what you want it to be. That's the power. That's the freedom. Come in. Which means that until we consciously learn to override the persuasive low frequencies in which we exist, we will keep recycling unpleasant outcomes into our lives day after tiresome day. I love that word too. Day after tiresome day. How many people do you know when you ask them, how is everything? And they say, same old, same old. Same old, same old. Don't do that to yourself. That's complete race mind too. And if your day is exactly the same as it was, that's ridiculous. No wonder people are bored. No wonder people get depressed. No wonder people are unhappy. Who wants to just keep repeating the same day over and over and over again? But yet we do that, and what do we say? That's life. That's the way life is. That's not the way life is. You're not here to have a tiresome day. You're here to be creative. You have a tiresome day? Don't have tiresome days, please. Yes.
How do you respond to people that do that to you every day?
Oh, that's an easy one. I look at him and I say, I'm so glad that I do not live in your universe. And then I go, bye-bye.
I can't go
bye-bye. Yes. But that's their universe. That's their world. Don't buy into their world. You see? And we think we have to buy into somebody else's world. You don't have to buy into anybody else's world or anybody else's universe. And you're going to always run into these. If there's 6 billion people running in low frequencies, you can imagine. They're out there. You see, don't you ever feel the energy in this room getting bigger and bigger and better always? Any room that we take over, it does that. That's the energy that we're putting out. That's that electromagnetic energy. That's that vibration that we're putting out. And it's great when we're around like-minded people because we can lift each other up with the vibrations. But then we get around low-frequency people, and we allow them to pull us down. There are more, you see, low-frequency people than there are high-frequency people. And you want to pick out the high-frequency people. Until you're strong enough to be able to do that, don't get around a bunch of people. Because they'll start to convince you. How many times have I told you the world is very convincing? And it will convince you that it's the same old, that it's tiresome day. And if you say to somebody, I'm having an awful day, they'll say, oh, yeah, well, sure you're having an awful day. That's the way it is. I'm having an awful day, too. And when I go home, I have an even worse day. You see? Don't do that to yourself. How many people here have a sanctuary to go home to? Yes. Have a sanctuary to go home to and run and scurry home to it. When I'm out during the day, I can't wait to get home. Can't wait to get home. I love going home. A lot of people don't like to go home because they don't have a sanctuary. I happen to have a sanctuary. And I love every minute of it. Just like swimming in salt water, if you don't wash the residue off, sooner or later, it's going to make us mighty uncomfortable. And that's what happens. You're out there day after day with these low-frequency people, and it starts to make you uncomfortable. And you have to brush it off. All those nits and fleas of life, brush them off. Yes, Danny. Yes, it has nothing to do with that, and they're very clever at hiding that stuff, you see. They're very clever at putting on a false front that they're high-energy people. And in the industry, do you not hear that all the time? Oh, he's a high-energy person. 2 minutes with that person, and I know damn well they're not. They're running scared. Oh, challenging, yes. It's stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, and it kind of just sucked the room
towards them. Yes. Yes. I call those the shark people. Stay away from them, they'll eat you. Well, why would you allow that to upset you in the least? That's their thinking.
I know, but they project it on you.
Ah, well, I would tell them, do not worry. You may be concerned for me, but don't worry. I know exactly who I am, where I'm going, and what I'm doing. I know that I'm completely protected. And I know that I live in a universe that absolutely supports me. And thank you for your worry and concern, but I don't need it. And then brush that off too. And when I'm doing this, by the way, didn't I brush your energy off? You can brush yourself off, people. Just get rid of the energy that's around you. And your own energy, if you're a negative energy, get rid of it. It works. Did that help you, Danny?
Yeah.
Okay. So once again, our feelings go out from us in electromagnetic waves. Whatever frequency goes out will automatically attract its identical frequency, thus causing things to happen good or bad by finding their matching vibration. Like attracts like. It's a classic rule of physics. And it's an immutable law of the universe. It cannot be changed. It's always in operation. We call it the law of cause and effect. It's always. And what we do here, you see, is we try to raise our vibrational output to that higher thing, which we call the law of cause and effect. Most people are living in the law of averages. The outside world or race mind is always in the law of averages. What do I mean by that? 1 out of 10 people will get this. 2 out of 3 will do that. 7 out of this will get this. And what do most people do? If I say to you, 1 out of 10 will get bird flu, you have to be on the other side. Most people will say, oh, well, I'll be the one that'll get it. How many times have you heard that from people? Well, I'll be the one that'll get it. Why do you want to pick that? Go to the other side. Don't do it. It's a choice. The more we think about something with even feeble emotion, the bigger and more powerful that something becomes in our life, regardless of whether it's the lack of what we want or the thing itself. Do you understand that? If we say, I want perfect health, and think emotionally about perfect health all the time, we'll either have it now or it will be on its way to us. But if we say, I don't want sickness, and think emotionally about that often enough, we're opting for ill health because our focus is on sickness. Remember, this subconscious mind of ours cannot distinguish. We have to be very clear about that.
So then, can you please address if you have some sort of sickness or lack of money? It is so easy to think on that.
Yes.
So how can we effectively shift that thinking?
Yes.
So like you have a headache. So easy to feel the headache.
Yes. Because that's the whole thing about judging by appearances. And that's the thing that, remember I said you have to separate facts from truth. The fact is you may not be feeling well right now. The fact is you may have a headache. But the truth is you're always in perfect health. And you have to concentrate on perfect health. But because you're hurting, you concentrate on the hurt. You have to discipline your mind to think health. And here again, that's difficult because what will people say? Headaches, by the way, are not necessary, but we have them all the time. People have them all the time because why? Everyone gets a headache, they say. Everyone. I've never had a headache. Don't plan on having one. Never. I've never taken an aspirin. Yes, see? There it is. Right there. Join the group. See? I don't want to be that type of a team player. Now, do you know what I just did?
Yeah.
What?
You deflected the negative context and reasserted the positive context.
I made one affirmation right after the other in front of you. I never get a headache. I never take an aspirin. No.
So you really don't. But the question was, having a headache, do you still stand in your shoes and say, I do not have a headache? That's the challenge.
That's the challenge. Because there is no necessity for a headache. But you have a headache. You cannot then say that you don't have a headache. But you can have a headache and still remind yourself that you're in perfect health, and that perfect health is what you're meant to have. You see, and you do that till you no longer have a headache, and till you don't get headaches. You don't say, even though I have a headache right now.
it's an irritatingly subtle thing.
Yes.
It's so finite.
Yes.
To really understand this, at least for me, so forgive me if I'm laboring it, but you and the question was said, if you have a headache, how do you say?
Yes.
And then your answer was, I've never had a headache. So that leaves me a little in the lurch because I'm not on your side. I guess it's just a matter of me deciding I'm on your side. But if I still have the headache,
yes,
I can't easily say what you did. But I can say I have perfect health.
You can say you have perfect health. And what I'm saying is that you keep reminding yourself that you have perfect health till the headache goes away. When the headache goes away, you keep saying, I have perfect health and I never get a headache. I have perfect health and I never get a headache, so that you don't get a headache again.
Right, okay. So it's a transitional
yes.
thing, in a sense.
Okay. Yeah, does that help?
Yes, very much.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Also say in the middle of it that I have perfect health and this particular headache is only an illusion.
Well, it's not an illusion. You're an illusion. That's a, you know, because you're in pain. And you're feeling that. And the life of the organism is feelings. So you have to do something with that feeling. But what you have the power to do is change the feeling. When you change the feeling, the headache has to go away. I have one back here. Yes?
Basically, most of the time, you're just talking about what you do want and not what you don't want.
Yes. You always have to be affirming what you want. And you affirm that with perfect health instead of I don't want to be sick. Because the mind here is sick.
Say, I don't want sickness. That's
perfect health. Yes. 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 It's all perfect.
Well, I want perfect health implies you don't have it yet. It's different than if you
but
said it, I have perfect health.
Yes.
So is I want perfect health dangerous as well?
No. It's not that dangerous to say that, no.
You're saying affirm the truth of I am perfect health.
I am perfect health.
The illusion
is
right now, or money.
Right.
I am prosperously abundant.
Yes.
The checking account doesn't
register. Right. Exactly.
Just keep affirming that even though you're in the thick of it.
Yes. Yes, because you cannot go by your checkbook. The checkbook is a fact. The fact is that you have no money in your checkbook, but the truth is that money is always freely circulating in your life, and you always have a divine surplus. But we get stuck with looking at the facts instead of staying with the truth of the thing. You see? And then when we make those statements, then we do something about that. That was the one... That is the thing when you have to make a step. If you look at your checkbook and it's very low or has no money whatsoever in it, okay, then you make the affirmation. Money is always freely circulating in my life and I always have a divine surplus. Now you have to start behaving that way. You have to say, oh, ha, ha. When you get $10, you save a dollar of it. You save a quarter of it. You save something of it. You are the one who has to do it, you see. Remember the whole idea, all my bills are paid on or before time? Then when one comes in, you pay it. You don't say, make the affirmation, all my bills are paid on or before time, and then let them all stack up on your desk. So you just ruined your own affirmation, you see. You have to work with the law, and you have to work with the affirmation, and you have to work with the treatment, with the prayer that you're doing. You have to do something about it, you see. Make sense now?
But if the bill comes in and the money isn't there, then doesn't that cancel the affirmation?
No, that does not cancel the affirmation. You keep doing that affirmation until it works for you. And lo and behold, you'll discover that it will work, you know. You can't do some of these things overnight because you're in the habit of them not working. But you have to keep doing it until it works. Once it works, it will continue to work for you. I told you 30 years ago, I started to write, God bless and multiply this money quickly on every check that I've ever written. And I have never run out of money since I have done that. Even though I have been out of work and no money was coming in and the checkbook balance kept going down and down, I kept doing that. And money came in. And money came in. So you have to open yourself to all the channels. How many people are going to the mailbox looking for money instead of bills? And I just heard somebody that you know just made $1 billion movie-wise or something. So that's money coming in. So does everyone understand how it works? And I wish it would work overnight. It's possible for it to work overnight. All miracles are instant. At the moment of belief, what you are working on always is your belief system. You must make yourself believe. And you make yourself believe by doing the treatment work, by doing the affirmations, by moving your feet and doing something about it. Put a little bit away. Do something. Don't spend every cent that comes to you. You see? And people do that. And then say, well, I'm out of money. Well, of course you're out of money. You spend it all. Does that make sense to you?
Does that mean I have to take my shoes back?
No. You don't have to take anything back, but you work on it. You see, you have to help this thing. Now, if we think a lot about wanting a new house, and can feel ourselves in it, it's on its way. How did you get your house, Michelle?
We were in that house a month before. The first time I ever walked into the house, I was really kind of freaky because I'd already been in there.
And what?
We had
been in there, so right. And when you came to see me, what did I say to you? Pardon? Yes. You have to see yourself in it. She saw herself in the house. She moved around. She changed the furniture. She saw all the different things. I'll tell a story on Andy. He called today. He's not in class because he's on the set. And he said, I'm calling you from the trailer. I said, is it your trailer? He said, no, it's... I guess other people were using it. I said, well, what are you doing? He said, oh, just sitting here. I said, start visualizing it. It's your trailer and the stars on the door. And start rearranging the furniture and picking up the place. And make that trailer yours. He called back and said, oh, I just put everything away in the trailer. When you have a moment, you're in it. Do it for yourself. Send out the vibrations. Do the visualization. And it will work. You have to see yourself in it. I think it was in the 70s. They said, fake it till you make it. You have to see yourself in the situation. Now, when I say you have to see yourself in the situation, then you have to bring up the feelings. How does it feel to be in the house? I'm filled with joy. I'm filled with excitement. Geez, I love this. I love that about it. You just say, oh, yeah. You have to get enthusiastic. You have to get enthusiastic. Does anyone know the word enthusiastic from the Greek? Enthused means to be infused with God. Enthusiastic. Get enthusiastic. Get infused with God. Okay? But if we're constantly saying, I don't want to live in this place anymore, we'll be sticking around for a while. If we think emotionally about something long enough, whether it's something we want or something we don't want, it's going to be coming into our world, like it or not. What comes to us has nothing to do with what we're doing physically. Reason why I say that? Why do I say that? People always say hard work. Remember? I grew up with that. Hard work. Hard work, well, does nothing but make you perspire and smell. In the Bible, it says, by the sweat of your brow. And everyone took that to mean you had to go out with a pick and shovel. By the sweat of your brow means to think. The brow. To think. The same way I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my strength. Everyone take a moment and look up. No, not up your eyes. Don't you feel a difference as soon as you look up with your eyes? You have to. A whole shift comes over you. That's what that means. Okay, where are we here? Ah, oh, physically. Or how worthy we are, or how good we are, or what our non-existent destiny may be. Remember, goodness has nothing to do with it. Goodness has nothing to do with it. Here again, what does it say in the Bible? It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. That means that the law of cause and effect does not know the difference. It doesn't know if you're good. It doesn't know if you're bad. It only knows to do what you're thinking, what you are attracting to yourself. The law of cause and effect doesn't say, oh, I don't think you want that, honey. Yes. Yes. That's a very good thing. And it'll bring it in faster, but good and bad have nothing to do with it. That's why we say, look at that bastard has all that money. See? The law of cause and effect doesn't know that. It only knows how to attract back to you. You understand? What's the famous thing from Mae West? Wesley. Well. Right. Yeah. Goodness had nothing to do with it, honey. Yes. She walked into a bar or nightclub with all her diamonds and stuff on. And the check girl said to her, oh my goodness, Miss West, something. And she turned around and said, goodness had nothing to do with it. It kind of addresses it, but it doesn't address it. The law of karma that we're talking about, in religious science, the law of karma is instant. It doesn't wait 20 years to get back at you. But I will tell you that that what goes around comes around. And it will always do that, because that is the law of cause and effect. And therein lies the rub. And there's why you're a little confused again.
You know why. I'm not clear on how I'm expressing my confusion.
Right.
But you're there. You understand.
Yes.
Okay. So
we'll keep going and maybe I can work that out for you. We'll get that. But please don't say that, because what goes round comes round is the law of cause and effect. It's the law of like attracts like. But it doesn't mean that you're going to get retribution. You see, it's not going to punish you. This thing, the law of cause and effect, does not punish. It gives you what you're looking for. Right. Because it just is. And that's the hardest thing to realize. Things just are. It is as it is. I am who I am. And the only time is now. It's a wonderful affirmation, people. You want me to do it again? It is as it is. I am who I am. And the only time is now. If you can live that, you could see how your life would change. Because what we're always trying to do is make something, something that it's not. It is as it is. I wish it weren't raining today. I'm very gloomy because it's raining. It's raining. It is as it is. You are who you are. Be happy. And then the only time is now. Because the mind wants to take you back somewhere. And it wants to remind you that the last time it rained, look what happened. There were mudslides, and this happened, and that happened, and da-da-da-da-da. Stay in the present. Stay in the present. Okay? Where are they? Non-existent. It has only to do with how we are vibrating. How are we vibrating? At a high frequency, a low frequency, are we vibrating with the thing we want? When Michelle wanted the house, she didn't vibrate like a house, but she started to vibrate that she was already in the house. She got excited about the house. She got excited about her horse being stabled there. Well, I think anyone who owns a horse ought to have a house. So it worked, which means feeling. Do you get that? Vibrations mean feeling. There we go back to the warmth of feeling, what Emmett Fox said. You have to have warmth of feeling, and the feeling is the vibration, and emotion is feeling in motion. And so many people are afraid of their emotions. Don't be. Which means attracting, period. Okay. Four steps to positive change. So here's what Mom and Pop never told us, because Mom and Pop never knew. Here are the four steps to deliberate creation. The four steps that are guaranteed, that's right, guaranteed, to bring into your life whatever is your passion and much, much more. Notice the word passion. When you get passionate about something, isn't a feeling there? Isn't a vibration there? You can't be willy-nilly with this. You can't be willy-nilly in your life. You have to be strong. Who remembers the affirmation, be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid? What do you think that means? Be bold. Start vibrating. And mighty forces will come to your aid. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God,
he's so passionate about whatever. Yes. Passionate about their work.
Yes.
Passionate about
their
this.
Cause.
Yes. Whatever it is. And you hear that. Oh, he's very passionate. And you can learn to be passionate. People are waiting to become passionate for something to turn them on. You got to turn yourself on, people. You got to turn yourself on. So find your passion in life. Find your bliss in life. That was Joseph Campbell. Remember Joseph Campbell? He said, find your bliss, which means find your passion. They are guaranteed because they are universal law. The basic principles from which all creation has sprung. Universal law. immutable laws of the universe. Immutable meaning it cannot be changed. It will never be changed. It is always the same, and it works the same for everybody. Because you're good, it doesn't say, well, now I'll work better for you, sweetheart, because you're good. No, it does not say that. It just keeps rolling along. And you must join it. Learn that. Pretend it's in front of you. And say, I'm getting into the flow. I'm getting into the law of cause and effect. And then keep going with that. Okay, principles which. Now, there you are. If you want them, step one, identify what you don't want. Step two, from that, identify what you do want. Most people never identify what they really want. They know all the things they don't want. When I was with the Atlanta Church of Religious Science, I was a practitioner there, and we had practitioner cards. And those little practitioner cards were for people to write down what they wanted, and then we would do treatment work. And at the top of the treatment card, it said, tell me exactly what you want. Exactly what you want. Don't pussyfoot around. And most people are afraid to tell you exactly what they want, because they're afraid they won't get it. And they're so used to not telling, making little hints. Well, I thought he would know, you know. How many people do that? I didn't get the right birthday gift. Well, I thought surely they would know what. I never leave that to chance. I always tell people exactly what I want. What do you want for your birthday? This is what I want. Blah, 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 blah. What do you want? Blah, 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 blah. What do you want to eat? I tell them. I always know exactly what I want. Before I even go into a restaurant, I know exactly what I want. I don't look at the menu and go, oh, well, I know exactly what I want. That's an affirmation, people. I always know exactly what I want.
So how does it fit in with, or does it fit in with goal setting? Because I have taken this class for real estate, and they talk about goals, and they have this paper about all these goals, goals, goals. And I'm just like, I don't think like goals.
Either do I.
You're not going to say to myself, oh, I want to sell 10 houses. And just, I'm not limiting, you know. It's, I don't think like that.
Right.
On any level.
Right.
So I don't have to answer it.
You don't. Do you understand that, what she was saying? The outside world always wants you to set goals. And there's nothing wrong with setting goals.
If they're your goals.
If they're your goals. And most motivational speakers want to, I'm not a motivational speaker, by the way. I'm an inspirational speaker. I inspire people. I do not motivate people. There's a complete difference. If you get motivated, you've done that because I inspired you. But I never tell you to go out and sell 10 houses. I never make a list of what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Is that, you understand that? Okay. Step three, get in to the feeling place of what you want. The feeling place of what you want. Remember, how do you manifest a car that you want? You go to the dealership. You look at the car. You take it out for a spin. You sit down on the seat. You smell the leather. You get the feeling. How does, oh, I feel so great in this car. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then you'll manifest the car. Feelings, feeling, 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 feeling. Warmth of. Okay? Four, expect. Listen and allow it to happen. Expect it to happen and then listen. Look around. It's there and you'll hear it from somebody else. Somebody will say something and the next thing will happen and the next thing will happen. And then allow it to happen. What do we mean by allow it to happen? Be open and ready to receive it. By how? By opening your mind and heart to it. By realizing that you are worthy, deserving, and completely lovable. That's how you allow it to happen. And then it happens for you. That's it. That's all there is to it. As you get into the swing of this remarkable new journey, things seem to magically change in every area of your life. Worries, concerns, doubts, and fears go from a constant, ever-present little hum to an uncommon occurrence in a matter of weeks. And you can actually see it and feel it happening every day. Oh, identify what you don't want. That's put in there because most people, you see, you have to realize that this is for general.
I just wanted to be sure I was giving this stuff
that no. You
don't. Know.
That's right. That's it. And that's why they don't get what they want. Right. Yes.
I do not want sickness. I want health, happiness.
Yes.
That's
well-being. That
would be allowed.
Yes. That would be allowed.
Because you're really, the thrust of this is step two. One is really to identify
clear it up.
Where you are and where you
yes.
are, what you want to,
right.
to kill.
Yes. Right. Well, yes. Right. I never use the word kill. That's in our race mind, and you'll see it everywhere you look. I see a gum advertisement says we kill bad breath. Termite people say we kill termites. You see kill everywhere. Don't use it. We're not here to kill things. In a matter of weeks, turn around. Your bank account, your health turns around, your bank account fills up. Your relationships do whatever you'd like them to do. Sales close. For that side of the room. Sales close. Promotions happen. Life becomes a daily joy. Now, wouldn't that be nice? Instead of tiresome, life would become a daily joy. How many people here, besides Christine, are still waking up saying, just another day in paradise?
I take the just out of it.
Okay.
How about on the success
that
woke up?
Yes. I'm a success. I woke up. Life becomes a daily joy. It's real. You can see it working, and then you know, you genuinely know, the only one at the helm of your ship is you. The only one. Oops, I'm running a little over, but I would like to give these cards out quickly, 3x5 cards, and I want you to read this and do something quickly with it, okay?
About Oprah and giving away the cars, and I said with great emotion I wanted to have that feeling. And so today, symbolically, I'm going to give every one of you $1 million just to feel what it feels like to give away several $1 million.
Okay. Well, I mean, well, at least you noticed it right away. Yeah. Well, you noticed it right away. That's good. Thank you. I'll take two. All right. Why did I get two? Because I asked for more, please. Please, let's do this card quickly. Did you get one to take home? Good. God became as we are, that we may become as he is. God is man and exists in us and we in him. All that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. William Blake, does anyone know who William Blake was? What?
Well, he had been a minister and he was a poet and he wrote metaphysical poetry.
Yes. In the 17th century. English, you would know him. 17th century. This is everywhere. It's been everywhere for the longest time. Use this card. Okay? So, thank you, wonderful people. That's... I'm here next Monday. I'll be here every Monday till they throw us out of here, till we find a different place. So, there ends the lesson. Thank you.